Yesterday, this word come up as we was at visitation at Stony Creek, and I didn't really mention or say much too much. Well, I did say a little bit to Brian afterwards about it, but I don't know how. Somebody talked about hoping to be saved, something. I don't know how it transpired. I have no clue exactly. But then this thought come up. I almost threw it in the message this morning and tried to bring something in here similar to this, but I didn't. But you think about a hope chest. Amen. Put all that stuff in there, hoping one day you get married or whatever, you know, a hope chest. And I thought about, you know, some of us today say, well, I'm putting, and some people's faith is this way, but it's not biblical faith. Well, I'm throwing all my eggs in the basket of what the pastors told me and what mama and daddy said, and I feel like that's the right thing, and so I'm just throwing it all in there and hope chesting that one day I make it to heaven. No, that's not biblical faith. That's not the substance of what the Bible talks about when it talks about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You see, it's true because it's based off facts. And all the facts can be found right here in God's Word. That's the firmest foundation in the world. Amen? You think about today, that's why salvation here, when the Bible says this about the fact that we are saved by hope, is not saying that you have to hope to go to heaven in the way the world means it today. No. But what it's saying is that if you've taken and done what the facts are from the message of the gospel, from God's Word, and you have realized you're a sinner. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God's convicted your heart about that. And you have admitted that you're a sinner to the Lord with your mouth. Amen. And you've told the Lord, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner, but Lord, I believe in what you did on the cross of Calvary and what you did in rising again that third day. And I ask you to come into my heart and to save me and cleanse me and forgive me of my sins. Something like that.
Amen.
Then guess what? You are saved.
Amen.
By hope.
Mm-hmm.
But not because you're wishing like the world thinks, or hoping like the world thinks. No. Not a hope-so salvation, not the way the world thinks, but a hope-so biblical salvation in the fact that you just haven't seen heaven yet. Amen? You're as good as in heaven now. Amen? That's why in the eyes of God, we're just as if we've never sinned. Amen? We're there, seated in heaven. You think about today, folks, it's a sealed, when you get saved, it's done. Amen? It's done. There ain't no losing your salvation. Amen? That you, there might be a hoping, but it ain't a hoping because you might lose your salvation. It's not a hoping because of feeling. It's a hoping because of why? Based off the facts of God's Word, but you just haven't simply made it there yet. Amen? You haven't simply got there yet. But one day when we get to heaven, that faith and hope is going to become what? Sight, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you went off the facts of what God's Word says and you've placed your belief and your faith and your trust in the Word of God. Amen? And you see, that's the difference this morning. And that's why when the world says, I would not run around. Got right here in my notes. Warning. Give this warning. Warning. Don't run around telling people you got a hope-so salvation. I would not do that. You say, why? Because everybody ain't going to understand. 99.99% of the people ain't going to understand what you're saying. And you're going to lead them astray in the wrong direction. Instead, what do we need to do? Share with them the truth of what the Bible says. Amen? Just like we always have. But realize what this word hope really means. Amen? And that way then, if somebody ever does and you know what it is, then you can take and show them the truth of what the word hope means from the Bible. Amen. That the word hope is a no-so salvation. Amen. That's what this verse is saying. You have a no-so salvation. Why? Because you got the facts. You got God's Word on it. Amen. That if you admit that you're a sinner, you believe that if thou shalt call upon the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved. We've got the fact. Amen. We got a firm foundation. We just waiting to get to heaven. Amen. We say these words sometimes. When I say this morning to you that I have a hope-so salvation, biblically, it's the same thing as saying this. I'm looking to see heaven one day.
Amen.
Same difference. I'm looking for it. Amen. I'm looking for the end of my salvation. I'm looking for the day when I get to heaven. I'm looking for that new body. Amen. I'm looking for the day that I can see the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking for the day that I can see Him again. I'm hoping for that day. Amen. I'm looking for it. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to take place. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of what? When. Amen. I'm looking for it. I'm hoping for it because I know the facts. I know the truth. And I know the one that is the truth, like we talked about last week for a minute, the Lord Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. You think about simply salvation this morning is one of those things I believe we can look at and see based off Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. Because you see, we'll get into this in the next point real quickly. There's only one way to be saved. By grace, through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Turn with me to one verse real quickly and we'll get to that second point. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. We could have added in a lot more references this morning, but I tried to keep them as much as we could, but to a minimum as I could too, because these are important to see, the ones that the Lord gave to me to see the idea of this word hope when the Bible says it versus the way we use it today, so that hopefully you understand wishfully when I say hope there. Wishfully, hopefully you understand what I'm saying this morning, what the Word of God's saying. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. And we could read verses before this and it helped make it even clearer here. But verse 8, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, but let us, he's talking here to the brethren, the believers. You see that back in verse 4, if you take the time to read it. But let us, who are of the day, that's those that are saved, amen, those that know the Lord, those are of the day, the lost are of the night, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of what? Faith. The piece of the armor that protects the chest, the breastplate, what covers that? Faith. And what does it say? Love. But notice this one. And for an helmet, the what? What's our helmet? Hope of salvation. Now I thought about that. What, when we think about our heart, what do we think about? Poetry hits us in our heart. Amen. In other words, it hits our what? What we say a lot of times, it talks about getting to the heart or people's heart. We talk about a person's feelings. What does the Bible say covers the breastplate? The heart. Faith and love. But what does it say is the helmet of salvation? Hope. Because remember the definition I gave you of hope based off the Bible. We said hope based off the Bible means that you're expecting, you're trusting for something to happen based off what? A knowledge of the facts, the truth. In other words, knowledge. You think of knowledge, what do you think of? Head, mind. What's the helmet protect? The head, amen, the mind. And interesting that he would say that here, talking about the helmet, amen, for an helmet, the hope of salvation. I hope you see the point there I'm trying to make. For an helmet, the hope of salvation. In other words, for those that are saved, as you go down 9 and 10 and all those other verses that you can see after this, we do have a hope salvation. Amen. We have a hope. It's something that we're looking forward to. Amen. It's something that we're waiting for. Something that we can envision in our minds the day when we do get to heaven. When we can see it. Amen. We can see it, we say sometimes, with our mind's eye. But we haven't seen it with this eye yet, because then it wouldn't be faith anymore, would it? It'd be reality. You see, we have a hope when it comes to salvation. Amen. It's something we ain't seen the end of yet, but we're going to see it one day. We know it's true because we know the gospel's true. We've heard the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know what He did on Calvary. We know what the Word of God says today. And that's why we have a salvation. Now, faith is the evidence of things, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance of things hoped for. Not only do we have a hope when it comes to our salvation, is that one of them things that I believe Hebrews 11, we might say, is talking about. But the second thing, and this ties together real closely, 1 Peter chapter number 1. Turn with me there. The first thing this morning is salvation. But the second is found in 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. When you get there, notice real closely the words, the wording here. Verse 18. 1 Peter 1:18. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What's the first thing hoped for? Salvation, based off a biblical hope. What the Bible says. Knowing something's going to take place. Knowing it's going to happen because we got God's Word on it. We just ain't seen the end, the completion of it yet, if you would. 1 Peter 1 and verse number 18. The Bible says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed." Those of us that are saved, we're not redeemed with what? Corruptible things. Things of this earth. As silver and gold. From your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Notice you're not redeemed by earthly things. You're not received, saved by, or redeemed by what? Some vain tradition, some religious things that somebody has passed down to you from vain tradition by your fathers. That's not what saves you, believing what mom and daddy believed. Amen? Believing what the church teaches. That's not what it's about, because you might go to the wrong church. Your mom and daddy might tell you something wrong. Amen? But if you got the right foundation, you got the right substance, you got God's Word you're going off of, then you're right every time. Amen? Why? Because that's where the facts are. Amen? Notice the next verse. Verse number 19. "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Now notice verse 21. "Who by Him do believe." Now we think about believe, we think about faith. Right? "Who by Him," talking about the Lord, that precious blood and the Lord, verse 19, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory. Notice the last phrase, that your what? Faith and what? Hope might be in who? God. In other words, secondly this morning, not only one of those things, that's the substance. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. One of those things that we're hoping for, that's part of the foundation of our faith, is not only salvation, but guess what another part of it is? The Savior. It's God. Amen? God. I don't know about you. I've never seen God. Any of y'all ever seen God in here this morning? I hadn't seen Him. Never saw Him. I have never saw God with this right here. Matter of fact, the Bible says no man has. None of us have seen God with this. So if we believe in God today, what are we believing with? Faith. In other words, we have hope involved because we hadn't seen Him yet. You see, today, you think about what the Bible says here, your faith and hope might be in God. In other words, simply this, that the second thing this morning is I have hope when it comes to my Savior. Amen? And that's a part of the substance, the foundation of biblical faith is not only salvation, but if you're going to have a biblical faith, you've got to also have your faith in the Savior. Amen? You've got to have the Savior as a part of that foundation, if you will, in your life. I'm glad today to know that the Savior is the one that we need to place our faith and our hope and our trust in this morning. Amen? He's the one we got to place our faith and our hope and our trust in. I think about this verse here. It says, talking about God and talking about Jesus and how God raised Him up from the dead in verse 21. I couldn't help but think about John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life." Amen? You think about simply this morning that it's through Christ that we're saved and through God that we have hope in this world that we live in today. Amen? It's through Christ that we can be saved because God gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, John 3:16, that we just said, that we can have hope in this world that we live in today. 1 Corinthians 15. This verse might confuse you if you've been confused up to this point. It probably will. 1 Corinthians 15, but I hope you got the idea of what hope means this morning. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 19. What the Bible says when it talks about hope, not what the world says. If we had time, we could read all of this and see here. There's so many verses I wish we had time to read in this chapter. But 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 13, the Bible says, "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?" Remember the verse we just read? It talked about Christ being risen and believing and the hope and the faith being in God. Remember that as we look at these verses. Verse 14, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching what? Vain. And your faith is also what? Vain." Why? Because the foundation, the substance of everything, our hope has to be built on what? Jesus Christ. Amen? Him and nothing less, like we sung a while ago. "I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand." You think about simply this morning, that's what he's saying here. If not, then our preaching is vain. Amen? Our faith is vain this morning if it's not based upon Christ. And may I say, vain means empty. And so in other words, you are leaping in the dark this morning if you don't trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If because you don't know what the facts are. And if you're not believing the facts and trusting in the facts and hoping when it comes to the facts and the biblical way of hoping, then what are you doing? You're believing a lie. You're believing the devil. Amen. And we know he's the father of the lies. Amen. That's what the Bible says. And he's trying to deceive people. He's the great deceiver. Amen. But you think about the Lord's the one that's the truth. And I'm simply saying this morning that if you got the right foundation, you got the right substance to your faith and the things that you're hoping for, and hope and faith has some real substance to them, a real foundation to them, and it's a good substance, it's a good foundation, it's the Bible, it's the biblical things that the Bible says, then it ain't in vain. Because it's based upon salvation, the good news of the gospel. It's based upon the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And that's what he's saying here in these verses. And I ain't even got to the verses I wanted to read yet. Skip down to verse 19. And it talks about those falling asleep in Jesus and all those things would be good to read. But notice verse 19. If in this life, and I mark this word only, because you probably will have some way one day misunderstand and point this verse out. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're what? Of all men, most miserable. So in other words, that verse is saying that the way we would normally think, an average person today would think, is that if we have hope in Christ only on this earth, then we're what? Most miserable. So why would I want to have hope in Christ here on this earth? Because if that's all I got hope in here on this earth, then I'm what? I'm the most miserable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you believers say all the time the lost are the ones that don't have hope in Christ. That's the most miserable. Your book says, you get where I'm going? Is that what that verse is saying? No, not at all. If you take and you look at the word hope the way we've looked at it this morning based off all these scriptures and lots of other scriptures we could look at, the key is understanding the word hope. Because that's a knowledge based off the facts. And all these things that we've talked about this morning, all these other verses, scripture upon scripture, line upon line, if in this life only. In other words, if only in this life I had hope in Christ. And then when I died, because then your life ends when you die, right? In the human sense of things. If you only had hope in Christ only while you was here on this earth and only in this life, and when you died, that was it. And your life ended. Guess what's going to end with it? Your hope. So if you got hope only in this life, and that's it when it comes to Christ, then you're a miserable person. No wonder so many people, and I'm not saying they're saved or lost, I'm not getting into that, only the Lord knows and they know, but no wonder so many people who walk around today and say they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior are so miserable all the time. Because they're living off of feelings. They're living off a hope that's only in this world. Their foundation is on the wrong thing. That's why when the storms come and the winds blow and their foundation is built upon the sand, as Jesus said, what happens? Their house falls, and great is the fall of it. But yet, if you've got a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not only in this life. It goes to what? Eternity. To the next life. You see, our hope is not only in this life when it comes to Christ. It's also in the next. Amen? It's in eternal life. It's in the life to come. In other words, my hope and my life, it doesn't end at the grave. Amen? It goes on to the next life. Amen? To the end of what real living begins. Amen? One day in heaven. You see, that's what he's saying here. You think about it, it would be miserable if you hoped all your life. And I think about a lot of these religions of the world today. And a lot of these people, what they believe today, they hope, they believe in something here on this earth, but afterwards, who knows what happens? That's miserable. That's right. And if that's the way our Christian belief and faith and hope was, then we would be miserable, like the verse says. But that's not the way ours is. Why? Because if you look at all these verses surrounding it, and we read the next verses, you'd see this clearly, that it's because of Jesus Christ rising from the dead that our hope is not ending when we die here on this earth, because now we can be saved, we can live eternally in heaven because of what Jesus did. Amen? And therefore our hope isn't only on this earth, but our hope's also in heaven. That's why we say, I'm hoping one day to go to heaven. Amen? I'm looking for these things to take place. I'm looking to see my lost loved ones one day. Yes, I have a hope when it comes to those things, but not because I'm simply wishing, like we say here on this earth, but because I know what the Bible says. I know what the facts are. Amen? You see, that's why I think about the verse of Scripture, and I can't remember it to quote it exactly, but it talks about sorrowing not, even as others, which have no hope. You see, that's why he says, take comfort. Don't sorrow as others which have no hope, because if we know a person knows the Lord Jesus Christ and they're in Christ and they die, then guess what? They go to be with the Lord. Amen. And there's no need for us to sorrow as those that don't have any hope, because we have a hope that one day we're going to take and do what? See them again. We know that based off the facts of God's Word. Amen? We're going to see those loved ones again one day. Why? Because of the Savior. Amen? If your faith and hope's in God, we know these things. Your hope for salvation this morning, rest in the Savior. Amen? That's what these verses are saying. Our hope doesn't rest in works. Amen? Our hope doesn't rest in baptism. You see, all these people that have a hope so salvation, you ask them, why are you hoping to go to heaven? Why do you not know 100% sure you're saved? And it always comes down to works, feelings, something I did, something I didn't do, whatever. In other words, they got their foundation on what? The wrong thing. The substance of their faith is on the wrong thing. Because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And if they had the substance of their faith and their hope placed in the right thing, in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the facts that what His Word says about that you are a sinner, and that you are lost, but how you can be saved, and you've placed truly your faith and belief and trust in Him and what His Word says, then you are saved. Amen? Amen. You see, there's a big difference. That's what a real salvation is. That's what a real faith is. That's what real hope is this morning. It's just simply something you haven't seen yet. I wrote down here, it's of course the verse part of Scripture, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen? It is based off of what God's done. But faith and works do go together. And we're going to look at this later on at some point this year. Because the Bible says, without works, our faith's what? Dead. Faith and works go together, but works is not necessary for salvation. You see, the works comes after you're saved. Amen? It's an evidence. It's a fruit. Amen? That the Lord's in your heart and in your life. You think about simply, here this morning, the things the Bible said. It's the substance of things hoped for. The first thing is salvation that we're hoping for. The second thing that we're hoping for is our Savior. We're hoping in Him. He's our only hope of salvation today. Amen? He is our only hope. Amen? Wouldn't you agree with that? He's our only hope in this world to be saved. He's our only hope of making it to heaven. He's our only hope when it comes to life. He's our only hope when it comes to being forgiven of our sins. Without Him, there is no hope in this world today. You think about, He is our only hope today. I think about the song that says, and some of you may or may not be familiar with this, but it's kind of a Negro spiritual song, but I like a modern day one, but I like the words to it. It says this, "I can be glad, for my hope is in the Lord." Amen. "He giveth confidence that this world doesn't know. He's the Lord of all creation. So whatever the situation, I'm glad, for my hope is in the Lord." Amen. You see, today, no matter what the situation comes, He's the Lord of everything. He made it all. He's the Lord of it all. He's over all. He's in control of it all. Guess what? I hadn't seen Him. But you know what? My God is real. Amen. As the song says, down in my soul. He's real for I can feel Him. Deep down in my soul. Amen. I'm glad today to know that He's real. You say, how do you know that? Have you ever seen Him? No. You say, you hoping to see Him one day? Yes, I am, but probably not the way you mean it. Why? Because I know my God's real. And I have the facts. You remember last week we talked about, and some of you maybe didn't understand it, but maybe you understand this part, when I tried to go in to explain that word substance Sunday night, about a substantive and a substantial argument that I butchered trying to explain. May I say that our argument today is based off the weight of the facts and the amount of the facts. That's what our faith's based off of. Remember I told you that last week? That's what that word substance uses. When you go to court, you better have some substance. You better have a substantial or substantive argument. You better have a lot of facts. You better have some good facts to argue your point. You better not come in there with hearsay, or they'll stand up and say, "Hey, I object." Perry Mason said a lot this week. I heard him. Amen. I heard him a lot this week say it. I got called up on him. Amen. Matlock too. But the point being, you better have a good argument. You better have a good foundation. And one day when we stand before the Lord, what's the foundation of your faith going to be? I said this at the beginning last week. Everybody, I believe, has faith in something. It's just, what is it? What is it? What's the foundation that you're believing in today? What's the foundation of your faith? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm glad today to know that one of those things I'm hoping for that has some substance to it, and I believe it by faith because I know what the facts say of God's Word, and that's salvation. I know one day I'm going to heaven. And I'm looking forward to it because I know what God's Word says. I have faith when it comes to that because I know what the truth is. And I know that my Savior died for me and He's in heaven. And I know He died for you this morning. You say, how can you know that? Did you see Him die? No. Did you see Him live? No. Did you see Him rise again 3 days later? No. Sounds like you hoping. Yeah, I am. You hoping you're right. Yes, I am. But it's not the kind of hope you're meaning. Because I know what the facts are. Did I see it? No. But one day, I'll see Him. Amen. Face to face. One day I'll see Him. And that faith will become sight. You see today, can you say that? That is what your faith is based on. You see, that's biblical faith. That's Bible faith. Does it have hope? Yes. But my hope is in the Lord. And there's no one else that it's better to have our hope in. Amen. And our trust in. For the things that we cannot see. Many today hope in what a man says. Hope in what mama says. Hope in what some teacher says. Hope in what some religion says. Hope in some proven so-called earthly fact. We got to be careful with those. Because you know how many times so-called proven earthly facts have hundreds of years later been changed. This won't change. That's why when we go to argue salvation, when we go to share salvation, guess what the Bible says we ought to use? I can argue all these other things in the world I want to with you. But the one that holds weight is this. I can show you everything else I want to, but you say, Pastor, look at this. That looks like a fact. It looks to be true. It's been proven. I don't care. It'll be proven false one day. Because this is all I need. Amen. I don't need to look at it. I don't need to waste my time. This is where my time needs to be. Because this will not change. And if somebody says they've proven this wrong or found something wrong or contradicted in it, like a lot of people say these verses we looked at today are, it's not. They just don't understand what the Bible's really saying. They need to really look at it. Really look at what it's saying. Today, I simply close by saying this. I thank the Lord today. The verse that come to my heart as we close is simply this. We need to give the people the Word of God. Because the Scripture the Lord reminded me of, and give them what true faith and Bible faith is, and show them that. And share that. Every day in our walk and every day in our lives, in our actions and in our words. Because that's what makes a difference, is God's Word. I thought about the verse of Scripture. The Bible says that we all, and I can't quote it exactly because my memory isn't here right now, but it talks about being ready to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the what? Hope that lieth in you. With meekness and in fear. If you base your hope off something else, watch out. Somebody might come later to prove you wrong. You better just stick with this and leave it at that. God's Word's enough. Amen? He's all I need, as we sing. He's really all we need. And you think about that this morning, and I close with this truth this morning that the Lord reminded me as I looked at this Scripture and been looking at these things of faith, that you know, a lot of things on this earth we don't see. We don't understand. We say, Lord, I don't see why this happened. I don't see why this is done this way. Realize that we're not to walk by sight. We're to walk by faith. Amen? And today we need to realize, and I've always said this, Lord, help me, because I realize my words, and I felt like this my whole life, but especially when it comes to preaching. And some of you may not understand this. My words won't help anybody in this room. You say, but people's words help me all the time. But for how long? Sometimes we put a Band-Aid on something and it might help for a few hours. We numb up the pain and then what happens with things? It comes right back again. My words will not help really anybody. But there's a word that I can give people that will help. I've always prayed and said, Lord, I know sometimes I don't preach and do things and say everything perfect and the way it ought to be. When people try to come for help or come for prayer about things or come asking questions about things, that's why most time I don't give them an answer. I try not to. Sometimes my flesh gets the best of me. I say, well, this is the answer. Instead, I try to take and say, let me get you some Bible verses. You take them, you read them, you study them, and then come back and we'll talk about it. You say, why? Because this is where the answers are. That's where the truth can be found that'll really help somebody. My words won't help. But if we can give somebody His words, guess what that'll do? That'll make the difference. Amen? That'll make the difference. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's pray.